Just there.
A little taste. A little taste of podcasting, because you know we hadn't done that in a while. Basically, between the BFO and the LFC, we've pretty much shit the bed.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader, and welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll
take that as a
little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you
guys.
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 19th of September, 2022, in the bone-weary year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one who fixes the BFO, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Joined today by my co-host, it's Big Fatty, everyone. He's back!
Hello.
Welcome back. Y'all, we're back. We took a week off unexpectedly.
We weren't planning on it.
I don't remember what we were doing last Sunday, but we decided
fixing the BFO.
Was that Sunday? I felt like that was Monday.
Yes.
Anyway.
Uh-uh. Well, you were doing it Monday too.
Okay, perfect. Y'all, all week I spent working on the BFO, and I'm not done.
No.
Took a break from the show art, bringing that back,
Don't understand how to do it. So,
well, we'll get to that, and waiting on the Moose Pea to get the
arriving today, Monday the 19th,
to get the extra little shoes. Y'all, it's funny because we did all of this, and then I was poking around in the GoDaddy trying to figure out how to make some stuff work. Y'all, there was a backup of the BFO.
Was it really?
Yeah, but. You only keep them for a day because of your plan, your hosting plan. So if we'd realized that on day one, we could have just pulled the backup from GoDaddy and just completely fixed it all right then and there.
Okay.
So perfect. Good. But now there's a backup. Y'all, there's a backup of the BFO. It's backing up to one of my servers, one of my little backup accounts. So
I didn't know that.
Yes. That's what I was working on Friday.
Right?
Yeah. That's what I was working on Friday when I accidentally deleted the BFO. And had to put it back.
Lovely.
Yeah. Or Thursday. I think it was Thursday. So, yeah. But, y'all, the BFO is back. Some of the shows are missing, but that's why the little show... Y'all, the Gravitas called me yesterday and or day before Saturday and said, why was the BFO posted on the LFC? I don't understand. And I said, well... We weren't sure there was going to be a BFO that day.
Berg Farty. Actually, it wasn't Berg Farty. It was FileZilla.
Correct. Y'all, terrible. Don't ever download the FileZilla, even if GoDaddy tells you to, because it is awful. But y'all, I've set Big Fatty up with the truck. That's the transmit.
I got the truck now.
And it will not do what the FileZilla did. And it's much faster. And we have reloaded everything from up until February 2021. The BFO. So everything prior to that
and
is there.
This past week.
And this, well, from February 2021 up until Tuesday, unavailable.
Okay.
But
right.
It will be back soon enough. So, y'all, we've...
So...
We're working
light
on
a candle. Enjoy the time without those archives.
It's true. So we're doing it. We're getting it back up there because what would the world be if you didn't have... the BFO.
Well, it would be somebody else's job to ruin everything. Oh, excuse me.
Right. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's why there wasn't a show last week.
Now because there was no show last week, you had some big news that you were going to share with everybody. Oh,
did I? What was the big news? I don't remember.
I don't remember what it was, but there was something that I asked you about, and you go, oh, I was going to tell that on the little show.
Well, I don't remember what it was now.
Was it a medical malady?
Well, I do have a medical update, so let's do this. Y'all, it is the same thing. So, y'all, last week I had to go to the cardiologist to get an echocardiogram.
Oh, yes, that was it. That was it.
Yeah, and y'all, I got there. I was on time, and I walked into the room. I went to sit down, and she said, oh, honey, don't sit. Come on. And so I came on back, and she's a very nice lady. Y'all, she took me into this room.
Was she dressed as Rod Roddy?
No, but y'all, she took me into this room. And she had candles lit, the lights were low, and I was like, what in the world? And she was like, I like to relax people. And I was like, okay. She's like, so take your clothes off. And I said,
oh,
okay. And she was like, if you're nervous about that, I was like, no, not really. So she said, lay down. And so I laid down, and then she did the echocardiogram. And y'all, the whole time, she had the church hymns playing.
So it was like an episode of The Book of Bacon.
The old Rugged Cross definitely played. And I was like, I don't. And she's like trying to ask me questions about different stuff to distract me, because the last thing they want is for your heart rate to get up while they're doing this, because it could mess with the readings. I was actually you. I was like, what is that? Where is that noise coming from? But, but y'all, she did her little thing, and so y'all went back on Friday to see the cardiologist, and he verified that, one, I have lost 3 pounds, so was happy about that.
Well, now, the question, this begs the question.
Okay.
Have you found it?
Right. Well, yes, because I'll tell you what I had for lunch in just a minute. Okay. And then, y'all, he said, there's nothing wrong with you, so I don't need to see you again. And so I just said, gotta go. And so I was leaving, and I was like, I don't need to make an appointment. And Miss Girl at the front, who is fabulous, said, no, but you owe us money. And I said, okay. So I paid that bill and walked out of there, and y'all, I got in the jalopy, and I was driving down the road.
Did you pull into the Taco Bell?
No. I pulled into the Starbucks. And I called the Hats to check on them, because they'd had another medical appointment that morning. And this was all at like 9:30 a.m. y'all. And the jalopy said, well, actually it said,
oh,
y'all, I had a fucking flat tire.
Ah!
So I went next door to the gas station, put some air in it, and it was enough to get me to Mavis Tire and Brake, which is where I have my tire work done.
Well, right.
And went in there, and I was like, I am Larry Vader. I do not have an appointment. And they said,
yes, Mr. Vader, we're quite aware.
Right. And they said, we can't get to you today. And I said, Larry, don't make me put on my orange hat.
Right.
I said, I bought the extended service plan, which guarantees that you will see me today. Oh, okay. So he's
typing. It was a little taste of the extended service plan.
And he said, I don't see that on your account. And I said, don't know what to tell you. But it was there. So I said, I purchased it. It was the deal. And he was like, oh, that was when we were transitioning computer systems. And I said, look, let's just all agree. So y'all, I never went to work because I said, well, how long's the wait going to be? And he said, I wouldn't wait. It's going to be about 8 hours.
Oh!
And I said, okay, well, here's the problem is that it's Friday. And I knew that you had some enormous friends in town.
Enormous.
So I didn't want to call you And so I was sitting there and I was like, God damn, I had to pay for an Uber to go to work, to go home, to go somewhere, you know, because I wasn't going to sit there for 8 hours. And I was like, oh, well, Larry gets off work early on Friday. So I called him and y'all, we went to the Chipotle. We stuffed the gullet and then we went to a new brewery that was on the water. And it was lovely. Y'all, we had some beers and they closed at 6. I hadn't heard anything. So I said, well, just drop me off. And little Larry was very concerned about me. And he was like, you look like you're going to cause a scene. And I said,
so he knows you pretty well then.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I said, nah. I was like, I'll be over shortly because we had dinner plans. And I was like, but I got to run home and, you know, whatevs. And y'all went in and they were like, and I looked and I was like, there sits the jalopy with his flat tire. So I went in and I was like, and he's like, you're next. And I said, well, don't you close in 5 minutes? And he was like, not until the work's done. And I said, okay. And I said, got it. So y'all, I waited another hour and a half.
Oh!
I was next. 5 screws in my tire.
Oh my Lord, where were you screwing?
Well, at the cardiologist.
The cardiologist has screws in their parking lot?
Apparently that space I pulled into did, so well, anyway.
Sounds to me like you had to pay the bill and they screwed you.
Right, exactly. Screwed. And he was like, and you had some more caught in the treads that just hadn't gone in the tire yet. And I was like, okay, so got all that taken care of. And
did they patch it?
No, I got 4 new tires. So,
oh, 4.
I did.
So you got screwed. You got doubly screwed.
Well, right? Because I had the.
Was it triply because of little Larry?
Well, I won't tell. I had the warranty on the tires, so they gave me a significant discount replace them. So, I mean, yeah, I spent money, but. Anyway, did all that. So, all done. And that was quite a way to find out that your heart is healthy, was to say, now you get to spend the rest of the day. I was at a brewery drinking really good beer. So on the water. So yeah, there was that, but yeah.
Okay.
So, but now y'all, I did spend a lot of time at the villa this past week, but
yes, he did, y'all.
I did, but now you've had guests, but not house guests, just people in town visiting. So has there been any big doings or anything?
Oh, we've had lots of big doings. I'm going to talk about it on tomorrow's little show.
Okay.
But they wanted to visit the coal mine.
Ah.
So Friday afternoon, we headed on down, and I said, well, you know, they have a ceremony on Fridays that, you know, where they change out the batteries on the helmet lights the new canaries come out and are acclimated and it's very pompous and circumcisional.
Yeah. Right. It is. It's old guard almost, if you will.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. So let me guess, you didn't make it in time for that.
Oh, no, we made it.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So, now, were they underwhelmed?
No, they were actually very whelmed.
Oh.
Showed them where Big Fatty will be once he goes to glory. And
did you show them the Skull's desk? Because I did not hear, I wasn't there. So, yeah, I was going to say, I didn't hear anyone come in, but, you know, I didn't know if they'd wanted to just see the Skull's old desk.
No.
Oh. Okay, well.
I didn't take them in.
Thank you. On their behalf, thank you.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm, they specifically said, no, we don't need to.
Right. Fair enough. Well, I didn't know if they'd want to stop by and see the Larry Claw, although he wasn't there, but yeah.
No.
So, yeah. Okay, well, it sounds like a lovely weekend. And
hasn't it been a lovely week with the weather?
Well, y'all, I'm going to say this, and now it's going to be 97 degrees this week.
Yes.
But it has been absolutely lovely. Was celebrating with a friend today, and we were celebrating, and y'all, we were sitting outside. We were having some crepes outside.
Of course you were.
We were. We were having some crepes outside, and y'all, it was just lovely. It gets hot, don't get me wrong, and it did rain right. just now, a little drizzle, but it was lovely. We got to sit outside.
Now, were these Myrtle's crepes?
They were Myrtle's savory and sweet crepes. So, oh, okay. Mostly sweet. Y'all, uh-huh. There was so much whipped cream in these crepes. I mean, I have the heartburn, and I took the Protonix. I thought it was going to be like a glorified omelet sort of situation, you know, where it's right. like savory crepes and actual food. Right. Y'all, it was whipped cream and berries and crepes, and which absolutely delicious. Absolutely uh-huh. delicious. But, uh-huh. Anyway, so did all that, and then I got back here, and I was pulling into the Vader family compound. And Big Patty said, "Are you available to record right now?" And I said, "Well, yeah."
Yes.
So I said, "Give me some minutes. I got to start up the old computer and whatnot because y'all have been so busy."
Wake up the hamster.
I did. I had to. Been so busy. By the way, had a chance.
I don't know if you've been observing on the Twitty, but there's been some breaking news on there. I don't know if you
breaking news.
Queen Elizabeth Lauren
is dead. Oh,
Miss Lauren has eaten bacon. She's decided. She's turning 40 this year, and she's tired of being the vegetable-tarian.
Miss Lauren, Mrs. Lauren, welcome.
Mrs.
Lauren, welcome to the club, the right. bacon-eating club.
Right.
Y'all, we have bacon anyway. But yeah, like that. I had some bacon in the freezer that was delicious.
Isn't there a book in a chapter in the Book of Bacon on the Revelation?
There is a bacon, yes. yeah. Yes,
when you have the revelation and you start sucking on the slices, as they say.
Is this the Book of Bacon? I can't be so sure. I was digging through my cabinet.
Yes, I believe that is absolutely the Book of Bacon. You can see the pork belly, so to speak.
Indeed. Indeed. Uh-huh. Y'all, I was looking for the Bible here in the drawer beneath the recording setup, and I came up with, y'all, it's a travel document. Yeah, it's a travel document from, copyright, littlefatty.com, copyright 2004.
Yes.
Which I don't remember there being.
Is that an orange hat?
It is an orange hat. That was the official logo. But y'all, it's got Naked Men's on the front, so that is not the Book of Bacon. But Mrs. Lauren, I'll get back to
she
you.
She would probably like to suck on that too. Anyway, I've become vulgar now.
Yeah. Oh my lord. Well, I think you are always vulgar, and then for that we'll spin the Mike Hip Memorial Disco Ball around.
I think that's fabulous.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Y'all, I have these lights on my back porch. They're like garden lights that hang. Yes. Y'all, they died this week. Those things have been on a timer for 11 years, and they finally died. And I was so sad. So sad. So I got to replace this. That's why I'm going to Aldi a little bit later, see if they've got something good. But yeah, it's been a crazy week. And a shout out to the Garvitas who called me on Saturday just to catch up. Y'all, I texted with Dr. Stone a little bit. He was asking if I could accidentally throw the BFO in the garbage. And little did he know.
And you did.
I did a little bit later. I was like, you don't want to be around Big Fatty until we get this fixed because he's very concerned. Very concerned.
Well, and I want you to tell folks, it was not Big Fatty's fault.
No, I did it too. It was this software, and I don't know if it's a setting in the software. It doesn't matter. It should never do what it did. And so, and it did what it did poorly anyway, so it would error out and then just delete everything that you were moving around or whatever. So, completely unnecessary, but it was a mess. So, We got that fixed, and y'all, that Dr. Tim Coriander got on the FaceTime with us, and he...
And we put him to sleep.
We did. But y'all, he figured out before we did what the cause, like what had caused it. And because I just couldn't fathom that software was so bad, it was doing what it was doing. And I was
it explained why at least part of the reason the GoDaddy was not happy with me.
Right. So y'all, the GoDaddy should be all satisfied now. But yeah, there's a lot of BFOs out there.
There are
a lot of them, and I know because I had to organize them into folders and get them re-uploaded so the links would work.
I did that a year and a half ago.
right. Well, now there's a perma hoist of that. So.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right. Since we don't have any voice letters. It's that time where we play the game where Big Fatty gives me the name of some famous folks born on this day, and I tell you if they're dead or alive, but more importantly, how you'd know them.
Right, okay, and we got a few extras this week since we didn't have any last week.
Ah, okay, well, that's how it works.
Yeah. Joan London.
Joan London, she was the host, she was an evening television news host, or was it 60 Minutes? It was one of those like evening shows. And she's alive.
Joan London is alive, and she was on that popular evening show, Good Morning America.
That was it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Perfect.
All right. David McCallum.
David McCallum. All right.
The old gal will get this one, except she don't listen.
Right. If only she listened. David McCallum is dead.
Okay, and we would know him from?
He was a designer back in the 40s and the 50s, like a clothing designer. And he then later transitioned to designing the cars. And so he designed the original McCallums. So
the four-door McCallums, I believe.
No, they were two doors.
Yes. Oh, was it two? Okay.
Yeah, there were two.
And you said he's dead?
He's dead. Yeah.
David McCallum is alive.
Oh.
And he played the part of Ilya Kuryakin on The Man from U.N.C.L.E. TV show. One of my favorite characters on all of TV. And it was hot. It was just hot. All right. James Lipton. Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, James Lipton. Lipton or Liptom.
Lipton.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. Yeah, he's dead. Yeah, he was the founder of the Lipton Tea Company. So, yeah, for better or worse, he gave us bags of tea. So, he's dead.
Teabagged us, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. James Lipton is indeed dead, just died in 2020.
Oh, wow.
And he was a writer and host of Inside the Actors Studio.
Ooh. Oh,
so I'm a little surprised you didn't get that one.
I haven't watched that in 50 years. Okay, yes.
Next. Okay, Adam West.
Oh, Adam West, known as Batman in the 1960s Batman series. Y'all, I used to think he was a good-looking man, but y'all, I loved Robin. I think Adam West is alive still.
Adam West was indeed Batman on the TV series and dead.
Oh.
Deed. All right. Tim Scott.
Tim Scott. He is a Republican senator from here in the South Kakalaki, and he is alive.
Dead to you, but alive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're correct.
I know. I have to hear that name every day. Anyway.
Right.
Yes.
Jeremy Jordan.
Oh, Jeremy Jordan was Pacey on Dawson's Creek. He also performed live with Sir Patrick Stewart in London, where we saw his butt. Buff and I did. So he's alive.
Jeremy Jordan is indeed alive. He was not on Dawson's Creek.
Oh.
But he was on what was the show about Broadway?
The show about Broadway.
Right. Steve the Tater is hollering it out. Smash.
Oh, I never watched that.
Oh, it was such a good show.
It's funny. I was listening to your old BFOs. I was looking at the titles because, you know, I was fixing all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you were talking about the Smash Forever on
Love Smash
on the old show. Now, I do have a slight update for you.
Okay.
So he was also in Newsies and Supergirl and The Flash, yes, which Dr. Stone would know. But I guess there's a different Jeremy Jordan. Okay. Well, anyway. Okay. Well, so be it.
This isn't really one, but just one that I found interesting. Charles Carroll.
Charles Carroll.
You're not going to know this, but anyway.
Yeah. I was thinking about Joshua Jackson, not Jeremy Jordan, but same difference.
Right.
Charles Carroll, Through the Looking Glass, author, correct?
Right, Charles Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Dead. He's dead. Charles Carroll is dead,
mm-hmm,
but he was a wealthy Maryland planter who was the last signer of the Declaration of Independence to pass away. And I just thought that was kind of interesting.
And what year was that? I mean, like recent enough that you two had dinner?
He died in 1832, so a little bit before my time. The old gal probably hung out with him.
November 14th, 1832. Wow, how about that? Well, thank you for that history lesson today. I appreciate it.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Just a little bit of history there, so... Yeah.
Now,
all right, that's all I got.
Well, how about that? Well, y'all, Big Fatty, since we recorded last, he was at the Hara Hotel. Now, did you see my future ex-husband, Aw Chris?
I did.
Okay.
Aw Chris was there, and we enjoyed cocktails together, and it was lovely.
You know, I'm going to all Chris's stomping grounds. Myself and a friend are going up to the Dirty Myrtle, to the Myrtle Beach next weekend.
What will you be visiting the Paul and Sutra Club?
Only on Saturday night. We decided that one night is probably enough at the Pulse Ultra Club. But we are staying at the Scarlet Roofed Inn and Resort Center. We're staying there so we can walk to the Pulse Ultra Club.
By the Pulse Ultra Club, you mean the Waffle House.
Also, the Waffle House in the parking lot. Right. You know, we'll probably drive to that, though. But y'all, my friend who's going has never been to Myrtle Beach.
Oh.
And has been saying for months now that, you know, like, I just feel like I'm missing something. And I was like, I think there are other places we could go for a weekend that you'd probably enjoy more. And he's like, I can't imagine that. And I was like, all right, well... And so earlier today, he was like, what are we going to do next weekend? And I was like, well, we are going to go to the Pulse Ultra Club. And
now, will you be staying two nights or just one?
We're staying two nights. Okay. But we're not getting there until late on Friday. I'm not going to take Friday off work. So just going to leave the coal mine and swing by and pick him up because he lives not far from the coal mine. And then we're going to get in the jalopy. And head on out there, and we're gonna have the Calabash seafood.
I was gonna ask if you were having Calabash seafood.
Well, I feel like that's the best thing Myrtle Beach has to offer. So, you know,
and it's not very good anymore. But
no, it's really not. I feel like that's the best they got to offer up there. So we're gonna do that, and I have no idea. I was like, I guess we can go to the beach on. Like Saturday, I don't know what there is to do. I was like, there's really nothing much. So, maybe we'll go see an Elvis impersonator or something. I don't know.
The Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Oh yeah, we should go to Broadway at the beach, and see and Ripley's.
What is that? Oh, that thing that's the upside down house.
Yeah, well, that's Ripley's, isn't it?
Is that Ripley's?
I think so. Yeah.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll be all decorated for gay grandma.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I figured we could ride the Ferris wheel, you know, over at Broadway at the beach or something.
Well, I know that, you know, to just hop in there and snuggle and hope you get stopped at the top.
One could hope, but probably not. But yeah, no, we are. Or we could ride the Vomitron.
Yeah, just remember to take your little camisole so your shoulders don't get cold.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, you wouldn't need to do that on the surface of the sun. Mm. However, you know, some people that live on the surface of the sun still need a cardiologist.
Mm. Too soon. But what I don't understand is if you don't have a heart.
Oh.
I don't. Okay. Never mind. Mm. Never mind. I don't know why that came to mind. Okay.
Mm.